Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. You should be as special as from the Mashiach. Lo nishmas, my sister, best friend, or fuas. You have faked about Simchat Yisbas. You should play Israel. Can't have a son of Adel. And Rosh Chodesh Tovah is there. But you should play Israel. Rosh Chodesh Tovah is there. But you should play Bracha. So shall play Israel. Shall Bracha Tzav Chol Say Adayim. And Chagito Bas Chaim Tzvi. Atzich Latzea. Miriam Brian, Lovins Golda. Bracha Tzav Chol Say Adayim. Bracha Tzav Chol Say Adayim. Bracha Tzav Chol Say Adayim. And we are holding Be'orot HaTshuva. Anachnu be'perek Chi'i, be'piska Zayin, we're in the ninth perek, in the seventh passage. Omer Maran Arav, Yesh chisaron b'tchunata shel HaTshuva nemucha, shimachlashet et ritzono shel ha'adam, ufogemet bazeh et ishiyuto. וחיסרון זה מתמלא הוא כאשר באה מחשבת התשובה לגמר בישולה, שהרי מתאחדת אז עם התשובה עליונה, שכל עיקר כוונתה היא לא בהחלשת הרצון ובשבירת האופי האישי של האדם, כי אם באימוץ רצונו, בהגברת הערך של אישיותו, ומתוך כך הזדונות מתהפכות לזכויות. ובשוב רשע מרשעתו, ועשה משפט וצדקה, עליהם הוא יחיה. רב פה מדבר על תשובה נמוכה, lower תשובה, and תשובה עליונה, higher תשובה. התשובה הנמוכה is תשובה that a person does to change his deeds, because he's afraid of sin. He's afraid of punishment. For example. But he still desires, he's still inclined, where it's doing a ra. He just has a stira between his rotzayin and his maisim. His rotzayin is to do ra, and his maisim is doing maisim tovim. But there's that stira, and because of this contradiction, because of this internal conflict, because of this dissonance, the tshuva causes the rotzayin, the person's will, to be weakened. Tshuva Elyona is a tshuva where the person's entire personality changes. He loves good, he hates evil, such that there is a hat'amah, there is a consistency between the ratzon and the maisim, between his goodwill and his deeds. Because not only does he do good, but he doesn't even want to do bad. He wants to do good. I say, Yishiyut shel Adam mishtana. Vohevet atov, usoneh at hara, as kayamot etzlo hat'ama, ben, kayamot etzlo hat'ama, ben haratzon, uben ha'masin. And that's the Rav writes, Yesh chisaron betchunata shel hatshuva nemucha. There is a lacking in the quality, in the nature of the lower tshuva, where you're just changing your maisim, but you're still inclined towards evil, but for whatever reason you want to change your deeds, shimachleshet et ritzono shel ha'adam. The person still wants to do evil, but he doesn't. So therefore this tshuva weakens his will, ufogemet bazet ishiyuto, and it blemishes his personality. V'chisaron zem mitmaleihu, and this chisaron is filled kasher ba'am achashevet ha'teshuva legmar bishula, when the thought of tshuva is completely cooked. In other words, not only tikkun ha'maisim, but also tikkun ha'rotzayim, that a person's will is also fixed, such that the person not only does good, but his very personality is good. He wants to do good. Sharehi mitachedet az im hatshuva ha'eliona. Because then it is united with the higher tshuva. Anachal lo poslim et hatshuva nemucha. We're not disqualifying it, we're not passing it, as they say. But rather, the tshuva nemucha is mishtachlel, is perfected, and is elevated to the point where eventually it can transform into tshuva elyona, into a higher level of tshuva. Not the lower level of just tikkun ha'maisim and not tikkun ha'ratzon, But Tikkun HaRotzon is, well, Shekol Ikar Kavanata, because the entire goal, the entire intention and purpose of the Tshuva El Yonah, Hilo V'Hachalashat HaRotzon, is not in the weakening of man's will, U'V'Shvirat HaOfi HaIshi Shel HaAdam, and in the breaking of man's nature, as it is in Tshuva Nemucha, but rather can be Imutz Ritzono, V'Hagbarat HaErech Shel Ishiyuto. But rather in strengthening his Rotzon, and strengthening the value of his personality. The purpose of Tshuva El Yonah is not to be machlish his Rotzon, and to break his personality, but rather to strengthen, to empower him. U'mitoch kach, and because of this, hazdonot mitapchot l'zchuyot. In contrast to the Tshuva Nemucha, which breaks his Rotzon, and erases part of his personality, comes the Tshuva El Yonah, and transforms the person, and purifies him, and strengthens his Ratzon. So when you do Tshuva Nemucha, Zdainais Nasis Loi Kishkalos, that would be a Tshuva Meyira type thing, that Zdainais, your mazits become like Shogeg. Tshuva El Yonah is when you Zdainais, the Gemara says, turn into Schuyos, because the Sefer Rav here says that, uses a lashon of Tshuva El Yonah, and the Gemara talks about a Tshuva Meyav. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring this whole inyan of Zdainais Lasik Shkagos, Schuyos, if I'm not mistaken. So that's you have to understand that Hashmat of the Rambam. Akopanim, for our purposes over here, we have the Tshuva El Yonah that transforms these donos, the purposeful sins, into merits, because the person's whole personality was changed, was elevated. U'vishuv rasha mereshato v'asa mishpat utztaka lehem. In other words, when a rasha returns from his rishis, and he does mishpat and tztaka alehem, on them. In other words, not only on the mishpat and on the tztaka, but also on the rishasai, also on his evil. He's fixing the evil. Not only doing goodness, but he's fixing the very ra that was inside of him. Hu yichye, he will live. This is a verse in Yechezkel 33:19. In other words, al kol ma she'asa v'af al ha'averot, like Rashi writes in his Perush in Yuma of Pevav Amud Beis, that he's going to have chiyus even from his averos, because the same rotzon that beforehand brought you to ra is now bringing you to Tov. So beforehand he had a Taivas Nashim, the Dugma. And now he has a Taivas Torah. We're not against Taivas. You can't live without Taivas. The question is, what are you Misa'ava for? So we want a person to be Misa'ava for Ruchnius. We want a person to be Misa'ava for Torah. Nafshi Ivisicha Balaila. Persons at night. Persons Misa'ava Yishaya Chobochtes. We want to be Misa'ava for the Rabban Shalom. As a remnant to Torah, according to the Gemara. The Rambam writes that the person who has Taibas Nashim should redirect, recalibrate, like they call it today, this Taiva, and turn it into a Taibas Torah. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Ayala Zahavim V'Yala Schein Dadea Yavucha B'choleis. The Abbasu Tishge Tamid Mamisha Dimoy, a comparison to love of a woman. That's the way one should love Torah. אנחנו עכשיו בעוד חטא. התשובה נוטלת את הרצון שכבר מתגשם במעשה וכאן לא קורה חוויה של גבורה. עד ששיבר בעוזו גם את העוז של המוסר והאמונה, מכיוון שאור האלוהי מתעורר יפה, הרצון נעקר מעיקרו, איננו חוזר לתוהו, כי אם פועל הוא בעוזו היסודו של עולם להטביע בהוויה כולה רצון כביר, ואור וטוב וזדונות נעשים כזכויות ממש. Before a person does תשובה, he has a strong רצון to do רע. ותשובה נוטלת את הרצון, takes the will, שכבר נתגשם במעשה, which was already became concretized indeed, וכאן לא הכל חוויה של גבורה. And acquired for it a existent power of גבורה. In other words, that רצון for רע, did not remain theoretical, but rather was expressed practically with great power. Until it broke with its strength, also the strength of Musar and Emunah. And that's what caused the person in the end to sin. He had a Ratzon, the Ratzon turned into Maisa, and then even though he had Musar and Emunah, this Ratzon caused him to sin. It was more powerful than his Emunah. And when the light of God is awakened very nicely and a person does tshuva, and the person's will was uprooted from the source and he's not turning to evil anymore, nevertheless he is a koyach havaya shel gvura. And this koyach einen chozer l'to, doesn't go back into a state of nothingness. It's not his battle from the world. Rather, active its works with its strength and the foundation of the world, to imprint on all of creation, a great desire for light and for goodness. Since that ratzon, which beforehand broke the koach havaya shel gvura, what was it broke through the koach havaya shel gvura? In other words, this koach havaya shel gvura that the Rav talks about earlier broke his goodwill. Now a person does tshuva, that same koach havaya shel gvura is now working for the good. It's bringing light and goodness to the world, and then the zadon becomes tzchuyos. In other words, the point is that you're supposed to use the same powers that the person uses to sin, now use them to do mitzvahs, like Reish Lakish, as a Baal Tshuva. So he saw a woman in the river, he didn't realize it wasn't a woman, it was Rabbi Yochanan, he jumps into the river, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Chel Chaloi Raisa, of Mitzvah 84a, Rashi, Kama Koichacha Yofel Lizbalol Torah, how great is your koyach to take upon yourself the yoke of Torah. And therefore, take your tremendous ratzon and direct it way of Torah. So that's what a person has to do with his ratzonos. He had a ratzon for ra, and this ratzon was actualized with this koach havaya gvura. Use that same koach havaya gvura for the good, and memela that will turn your purposeful sins into merits, because you're using the same power of sin to do the good, to bring light and goodness to the world. יפה מאוד, ברוך השם, זכינו ללמוד פרק ט', פסקאות ז' וח', ובעזרת השם נמשיך הלאה בפעם הבאה, בדין הלאה. שלום, שלום, תודה רבה שהקשבתם.